From Knockadoon to Ardmore, so much to do and see. Part four of our little mini-series there, looking at the ecclesiastical remains and foundations from our area. Now, if you remember last week, folks, we were touching on Bew Street, the parish church above, St. Mary's Parish Church above in Bew Street. And, of course, we touched on the Quaker movement here in Youghal and, indeed, the Quaker graveyard and the Quaker house. Michael, you're very, very welcome back.
Thanks,
and
very,
indeed,
good
thanks
morning,
very much for coming in and chatting to me again. This week, we're heading out of town a little bit. Well, we're heading over, I suppose, over to the top of Church Lane.
We are indeed. Well, Noel, there's a couple of things there we'll say. And just to let everybody know, this definitely is our last this series. Yeah. We'll have this for the churches, but anyway, we're coming because there's so many dates in it. For you know, it's very hard.
Well, there's so much information.
Oh, there's loads, and there's loads more. You know the way.
Yes.
To be honest about it.
We're scratching the surface.
Yeah, this is a very summary of everything. Yes. Like so, it's brilliant. But even it stunned me when I started doing this as well, Noel. You know, I was planning to put in everything, but you can't, you know the way. And Kilcorn, for instance, I'm not even touching that because I want to bring probably St. Eclan into this.
That's another day's walk.
Kilcorn as well,
and that side, yeah,
absolutely,
yeah.
And because it'd be very close, akin to, we'll say, if you try to keep these things together.
Yes.
I suppose St. Eclan and St. Corn, I think.
Would be,
And
around the same time.
And again, all these dates, you know, we're giving dates out here. We can only give what we get on the books themselves,
yes.
You know the way. And there's so many different dates for the same thing, the same building. But it's good. They're all in around the same time anyway, Noel, that's for sure.
True.
Just wanted to actually, even before we go up now, the back streets, St. John's would say Benedictine Priory in Norbert, the Priory.
The coffee shop, the Priory, yeah.
So
yeah,
that was, and it's beautiful, like we'd say, the front door, you know, just the history again when you're walking past it again. 1350, guys, you know the way. So what it says, I don't have much information, fully enough, on the actual Priory. It was just the small portions still survivors, including the door arch, small windows. And if you walk in as well, I think there's a lot of the old fonts. I think there was a place where the font was, we'll say, again, it would have been a very small building in itself.
Yeah, it would have been, I suppose, because it was just a section. The section we're looking at now, we'll say, where the arch door is there.
Yeah.
It was a much bigger section because I did see an old woodcut of the actual priory itself, and that door is just a small section of it, But there was the passage.
Would have went down.
The passage was going all the way up. There was a private house.
Yeah, yeah.
Up at the very top of that.
Oh,
now, the passage now was closed off, actually, because the building has been subdivided. But that passage went up to a private house up there.
But I could even imagine, Noel, when that was built even, we'll say that would have been seafront. I don't think, you see, from kind of memory, we'll say before the actual town walls were really set up, there was only the front street, we'll say, the houses on that side were all looking out, you know the way that they were.
Yeah, and that's the thing, actually, because I think if you look at, we'll say, the likes of Cromwell's Arch.
Yeah.
Like, obviously, Cromwell's Arch was a gateway to the...
Onto the docks. But Cromwell's Arch went straight across then, we'll say, and you can still see a bit of the town walls, with the front walls at the...
Bally's Lane, is it? There's a plaque in Bally's Lane, actually, which it would indicate the... I think they put a plaque recently in Barry's Lane, in the new paving stones in Barry's Lane, to say that the line of the town walls ran along there, and that would be bang on in line with the with Cromwell's Arch.
And the wall, we'll say, when you go into do you remember Dr. Callan's Carmel Whitiford surgeries there?
Yes.
Now the car park, that wall, you can see there's some, they had paintings up. A part of that wall is the part of the old wall. So that's you're on to know at this stage. So we'd say would have been the two rows of houses, we'll say, in the front.
A lot of those, so like St. John's Priory, would have probably looked out.
I would have said at the start when St. John's...
There was probably a bit of a road and...
Probably onto the beach then,
seaside property.
Yeah. And then they start kind of filling it in, reclaiming, and they built the next, and then they built Captain Street then behind it, and then the docks and everything like that as well, Noel. So they would have been kind of keep filling it in. But definitely in 1350, I would have said that was... you know, seafront property again. You know,
and what would bear that out is any of the buildings down along there would say, Cumann na Dhéanamh, League of the Cross Hall.
Totally reclaimed.
And even all the new buildings down there, it was all pile driving.
That's right.
For the foundations. Yeah. Because there wasn't actually one, it was only all sand, obviously.
I have, and even in the maps that we have there as well, a couple of, I know we're digressing here now as well, but I think a good one is where Dennis Broderick's shop is at the moment. That was the dock. And when you came down Cork Hill, Cork Lane, it was called, even Tallow Street was like half the size that it was now. And it was an actual, like the pier head, you know, if you're under the credit union, we'll say, we call that the pier head.
You walk out past
the credit union and around all the lobster pots and the different pots are up there now.
Yes.
There was a very similar one where Dennis Broderick's is at the moment. And I still think, because I've kind of walked it a bit and looking at maps, and I might be totally wrong in this, but do you know Tom's Cabin, the pub?
Yes.
And then there's the little laneway at the back, and then it comes around again.
The back of the bakery.
I reckon that road where it comes off Tallow Street, when you go up the little lane and then you turn straight right, that was the old pier head. Judging just by maps alone, and
David Kelly's
probably, you know, shouting at the radio saying no it wasn't. But I could imagine if they were filling it in, they would have used it's the pier head, throw it in, and then build away as well. But if you have a look at the old maps, you can see a proper pier head there as well. There was so much reclaiming that was done in Yall. It was just, you know, the way the whole place.
But getting back to, we say, St John's Priory, was that priory, I suppose, was it in conjunction, or did it go hand in hand with St Mary's Collegiate Church, or was there any connection between the two, I wonder?
I'm just not sure, because we say obviously we the Franciscans, we the Dominicans, we had the Benedictine order as well. It was just the different orders that were here, you know, setting up, and it was, I've no major information on it, actually, to be honest with you.
Yes.
But yeah, like, you know, they were all here, which was great, you know.
Yes.
And it was around the same time because, South Abbey, North Abbey would have been earlier. This would have been a later priory as well, but obviously smaller, you know. They probably wanted to be in the town with, you know, the people
of course.
If you can grab them when they're close.
Yeah, exactly. just because it showed the importance of the town.
All of it, and
this was only the ecclesiastical remains like we're talking about, you know.
Absolutely.
But going on, I suppose, from John's Priory, as I said, like, it changed hands, I know that several times, but at least, I say, you know, the doorway,
it's been used anyway, at least
it's been used. And the little passageway up, if anybody wants to just go up and stick the head in the door, I'm sure the proprietors wouldn't mind one bit at all, and grab a cup of coffee while you're going, you know, whatever.
They have lovely coffee there as well.
So, but getting on from there, of course, I suppose the next big one would be.
The elephant in the room.
The elephant in the room, of course. And we didn't mention up till now because I probably want three or four more programmes to do because there's so much history.
I can only do a very summary. There's so much dates here now as well.
Yeah.
And that's obviously St Mary's Collegiate Church, which is the Church of Ireland now.
Yeah.
Church Lane, you know, just walking up there as well, like walking up by the Nook Lane, we call it, and coming up to the top there around, you know, Walter Ellis House, Myrtle Grove. You've got the church, and then you've got the gardens as well, and just the whole place. And again, I'm really kind of sent for a family. Bring the kids, they would love it, you know, the way up there. Everybody can go up there because this is not, I keep saying, everybody in Yall gives out that there's no kind of major museum, and I keep saying the biggest museum
and one of the oldest museums
around is definitely St Mary's.
It's apps, and every time you go in there, and I'm going in there a long, long time now, every time you go in there you learn something new about it. It's absolutely fabulous.
But the whole, you know, as I keep saying, even for bringing the kids in, there's swords inside there. There's a model now of the town. I think it's Damien Ruxton is inside there as well. And he's a really nice guy. He'll kind of tell you all about the whole place. One of the best, you know, the way you get these interactive, you know, you get the headphones and you get the history. Sometimes you'd be just bored to, you know, kill me now. That's what I'm saying. Listening to some brick in the wall is like 500 years old.
Yeah.
it's the best one I've ever heard, because what it is it's you get the ear, your headphones, and it's the history done, and it's done through like, it's like a mother with her daughter and then the mother's father, and they're walking around the church. So you have the headphones in.
Yeah.
You can do it in French and you're German
walking,
and all this.
Yeah, you're walking with them.
You're walking with them. Mm-hmm. And it's like walking behind three people, and they're asking questions and they, what they like to. And I've done it a couple of times, and I've watched kids, and they're all sitting down, and you can see them moving off then, because, you know, they say, let's go down and have a look down
here. Have a
here.
Look at this.
And
yeah.
everybody moves off then to yeah. the next bit, and then yeah. they'll do the history mm-hmm. down there as well. It's well worth it. But if you didn't want to, I think there's a small charge if you want to do that. But if you just want to walk in, it's free of charge.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
I think this, I tell you, no matter what your interest is, there's something there for everybody.
Oh, listen, whatever religion you are,
everybody.
You know, it's just fantastic.
It's absolutely fantastic. And I would strongly recommend, folks, you ain't seen nothing yet, as the song says, until you go to 100%. St. Mary's and see it.
Yeah.
Now, we could start talking about it here, and we could dwell on the various aspects, but there's so much of it.
Listen, you know.
There's so much of it.
It's just like, it's, like I
and we're blessed to have it in our midst.
Because I went in there recently, we'd say, with Michael, myself and Helen went up, and we were with Michael Toomey's short film, we call it.
Yes.
And I'd say people just thought I was mad anyway, because I was sitting at the very top, and all I could do before this came on was stare up at the ceiling, like my head was back. I thought people must have thought I was asleep, because I was just looking at the ceiling. Like, the ceiling is there in the nave. So does the chancel, which is the south, it's because the whole church is, we call it backwards.
Yeah.
You know, you come in from the back of
from
the back
of the church. Yeah, yeah.
So when you walk in the gate, we'll say that's the east window. You know, the way it back,
yes.
that gives the light. Just inside that then is the altar, and that's the chancel bit.
Yes.
So what I got out of it as well was the actual church itself was built in 1220. So it's 802 years. So this is why
must be one of the oldest churches,
walking churches.
Continuous.
I think Michael said it actually when he made his speech. COVID was.
That's right. COVID was the only thing that stopped it. That's the only thing he said that on the radio, actually. COVID was the only thing that stopped it, right?
So,
you know,
it
so
just,
there you are, you know.
It's just, it's amazing that the fact that it's, you know, from 800 and plus years now at this stage. But again, Maurice Fitzgerald, the famous Fitzgeralds from North Abbey, South Abbey, all the different religious places around were all the Fitzgeralds, you know, for us. And I'm definitely going to do a program on the Fitzgeralds, because they were an amazing crowd.
Yes.
You go up the river as well, we'll do all the bits more about it as well. All their, you know, Temple Michael Castle, Strangkelly, and all this was all the Fitzgeralds. But again, it was probably built on an earlier church. Most of the churches were built on earlier churches.
I think it was actually, because there was, I think there is a plaque or something. I think there is an old stone up there with some kind of an inscription on it, which would bring us, lead us back to, I think, oh my goodness, 700 or 800.
Okay.
You know,
yeah.
something around that time, you know.
I could well imagine it.
Yeah, I think there is actually. Now, again, as I said, like, look, the likes of David Kelly and the likes of Michael Toomey would be far more versed than we would on that, you know. Michael, we were discussing the vexed question of Cromwell. But I suppose the one person that didn't like him was Oliver Cromwell, because he burnt all his, he stabled his horses there, didn't he?
Well, you see, this there's a lot of things about Michael, about Oliver Cromwell.
Yeah.
I kind of, you know, the way. If you said it to me now, and I'm going to upset people now by saying this, but if I had to choose between two people, I would choose 100 times more Oliver Cromwell than Walter Raleigh, because Walter Raleigh was not a nice person.
Yeah.
Cromwell was a commander. He was things. But Cromwell had a lot of sins put onto him that weren't his fault.
Yeah, yeah.
And,
well, I know he stayed in the priory. You know, he was
beside
the priory.
Beside it,
St. John's Priory.
Well, it was he was right beside it. Was the priory was the, what did they call it? The gunnery room, the powder room or something.
Powder room, yeah, yeah.
And it was Quills had it then as well. The bakery. And it was up to the time that the building that's there now. It was where Oliver Cromwell, and they reckon that he stored all his guns, we'll say all the ammunition and all that inside in the priory side of it. So that's, he lives next door to it, and then he had the guns beside him as well.
But you would reckon he's much misaligned, is he?
Well, he is a lot, and there's a lot of different stories, you know the way. So, and again, this would be another story for another time.
Shinshkele Elamara Delanar,
Do you ever watch that Hammy Hamster? And that's another story.
Yeah, that definitely
is another story.
It is.
But because he was, we'll say, and I bring Cromwell into it as well, our good friend. So it was built, we'll say, as I said, in 1220. It would have been the chancel, the first bit. You know, when you walk in the gate, east window, if you look at it, it's kind of done in two bits. Well, it's done in four bits, really.
Yes.
So you if you say it, you've got the east bit, which is the chancel.
Yes.
You've got the nave. The nave is the bit that the people sit in, where yes. all the seats
the,
are
all the seats are, yeah. The general body of the church would be the nave, yeah.
That's the
yeah.
biggest bit. Mm. So kind of sometimes what and they were right to do it as well. They'd build it in two sections, kind of, so because they'll, you know, get it going first, get the people in the door, even though it's small, and then keep building as they're going on.
As they're going
well.
On, yeah, yeah.
And this is what they did here as well. So I think it was 1220, the chancel part of it was built. That's the first bit with the east window. And then I think it was like 1250 that the actual nave was kind of built at that stage.
Yes.
So that's, you know, there's about 30 years between the main body. So even still the south and the north wouldn't have been built at that stage. I think they were the 1500s.
Yes, yes.
The area
yes,
as well.
Yes.
But yeah, so that was it was still an imposing church, you know. So in 1250, it was a fairly big church. It was the chancel.
It was a fair, and again, as I say, it illustrates to us about, I suppose, you know, the size of the congregation.
100%, yeah. So it must have been huge.
He must have been huge, because I say,
in
the earlier program, we've referred to the Chapel of Ease and the Lodges, you know, so yeah. it must have been huge, you know.
And because
it was a Catholic church.
And obviously, this was a Catholic church up to the time, because. But, you know, it was built in a great site. You know, the whole thing overlooked the harbour. Yeah. All the ships coming in, they could see this imposing church, you know, sitting in the corner up in the hill. And it was a place because, obviously, you know, people we were saying about the convent as well, St. Anne's. You know, if you're anyway destitute or a bit poor or you were a sailor, that just hard times, that's where you got the food, you know, the way you went up for food as well.
Just drawing across the poorhouse then was at the back of it.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You see?
That's right, yeah. That was the old hospital then afterwards.
Yeah,
wasn't it?
And there was a connection between the two, apparently. You know, there was a little doorway between one and the other, apparently. You know? But as you say, like, again, it was in the time, I suppose, before Martin Luther, before he put his thesis on the door and caused the schism.
1517, was it? And it wasn't just one, it was 95.
95 of them, yeah.
In Germany, he was a German monk.
That's right,
And I think, and again, if our friends could tell us if this is true or not, I think at the time what they called it was 95 protests.
Yes.
That's where the word Protestant.
That's where it came from, I think, protest. But again, all this was, I suppose, before he decided to put the hammer and nails in the door.
It was before it as well. Yeah.
But again, and of course, the church played such an integral part. Way more so than today, I suppose, in society.
Absolutely, yeah. It was like they ruled, and I suppose that's one of the things with Martin Luther as well. That was one of his biggest complaints, I suppose. You know, at the time, you could, you know, if you had a small sin, you gave a little donation. If you had a big sin, you gave a big donation. You know, and
but of course, that was the thing, like, you know, and of course, like, it's amazing how far we've came. I suppose, and how far we've deviated, I suppose, from the originality in a way, because I think at one stage they're actually somebody, I think some Pope Urban or something was said, and he stated that the bigger the rattle of the money in the box, the more souls that would come out of purgatory.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, so I suppose we deviate there.
Yeah.
We're talking about St. Mary's. And indeed, so much again in St. Mary's. We will not go into it here because there's so much to do. We're only scratching the surface. But we would be in agreement with that if you have a loose end at all, go up to St. Mary's.
Brilliant.
It's surprising the amount of people here in Yall that haven't gone through the doors of St. Mary's.
That's a sin. Sorry to put the pun.
Last but not least, I suppose, getting on, I suppose, in our little ecclesiastic, looking at the ecclesiastic remains in and around the area. Of course, North Abbey.
Because
a little bit about North Abbey.
And again, it's well worth it just to go up and see it again. Because again, I suppose, if you look at North Abbey, it's probably the South Abbey and North Abbey would have been very alike because they were around the same time as well. This was founded in 1268, so it was a little older or younger than South Abbey.
Yes.
And it was by a guy called Thomas Fitzmaurice Fitzgerald.
Right.
And he was one of the Desmonds. But he was also known as the Ape. No,
Ape. Right.
No, I'll get into the Fitzgeralds because, again, the name Fitzgerald. Fitzgerald is son of Gerald.
Yeah.
But they all had nicknames for each other.
Oh, had they?
And,
even
yeah,
then?
True history. And even they went onto their gravestones. You know, it was the Appa or something like that. They called Thomas of the Appa.
Yeah.
Thomas of the Ape.
Yeah.
And that's, you know, they just had the sort of second names. And this is, I'll come back to the Desmonds another time as well. And the Normans will say themselves, Normans or Northmen. So they were Vikings
as
well.
Men from the North.
So they were there as well. But yeah, it was kind of Thomas Fitzmaurice Fitzgerald, because obviously he was one of the Fitzgeralds again. He wasn't, it was Morris who did South Abbey. He was doing North Abbey. We'll say the Friary was first placed under the vocation of the Holy Cross. At the time, the Holy Cross then, I think Kilcredden was it, or one of them was again was the Holy Cross as
yes,
well.
Yes, the Order of the Holy Cross.
And the Holy Cross then was obviously the Knights, the Crusaders, you know the way. So they had their Holy Cross and it was under. But it was dedicated later to St. Mary's of Tanks. So they would say North Abbey was initially the Holy Cross, but then St. Mary's of Tanks. The Friary was a very famous place, actually, more so than South Abbey.
Was it?
Yeah. And because of a little 3-inch statue, you know, and this...
Oh, yeah.
Madonna and the Child.
Yes.
And again, if we're here in Nagle House at the moment, and, you know, you come around the grotto, have a look at the grotto. That's the Madonna and the Child.
That's based on, the sculptor, Seamus Murphy, I think was his name. He was the fellow that sculptured that from the Madonna, Mary and Child.
Yeah.
And it was an exact sculpture of
because,
Mary
and
Child.
There's loads, like there's fantastic stories, you know the way, let's be things. There was a story about how this log floated in and nobody could lift it, but the friars from North Abbey came out and there was only two of them there and they threw it up their back and brought it in, and some blind man put his, there was a bit of water on the log, and he could see again.
Yes.
And then they opened it up and there was this little statue in it. But I think it was really the Fitzgeralds. Again, it goes back to, I think it was up in Dromana House. She was over in Italy and she got this made, little statue made as well.
Yes.
And,
yes.
But it was brought up, we'll say, to North Abbey.
Mm.
And it was supposed to be miraculous powers and there was different things. They came from all over Ireland to see this little Madonna and Child. And, you know, and this is going back now in the 1400s now, Noel, you know. So.
Well, you see, again, I suppose, I know we all have thoughts on this, and I suppose, again, it wasn't so much the statue that cured them to their faith.
Absolutely. And the strange thing about this is, and it's a shame that we don't get to see it more often, you can still see it. And I've seen it myself, this little statue. It can be seen today because it's up in Pope's Quay in Cork, in the church. St. Mary's Church in Pope's Quay.
And it should be here.
It should be here.
It should be here. But I suppose the correct place for that would be up in St. Mary's.
I suppose, St. Mary's Church, we'll say, in Pope's Quay is the Dominican as well.
Dominican as well,
So that's why it's up there. It'd be lovely if they brought it down every so often,
Exactly.
But it's still, you can go in there, it's a little silver case there, it's absolutely gorgeous. It's tiny, you know.
It's very small, I believe.
It's very small.
It's only a couple of inches, is it?
But it's so old, you know the way.
Yes.
And the whole story with it as well.
Yes.
Again, I suppose, with our poor old North Abbey as well, with the South Abbey and all the other ones, after the dissolution of the monasteries, 16th century, King Henry VIII again.
Yes.
We say the Friary was granted to Walter Raleigh.
Mm.
So because Walter Raleigh came in after the end of the Desmond Rebellion and he was given all the lands, and he was probably, as they reckon, for the destruction of the Abbey then as well, because they would have used again the stones as well.
Everything
else as well. And all that kind of remains today of that is the West Gable and small bits of the North Pier. So that's the...
What strikes you, actually, and if you go into North Abbey, and if we say go into the ruins of North Abbey, as you say, you just see the ruins of the gable window. The size of the church.
It was a big place.
It's huge, isn't
it?
When you look at the foundation stones and you stand back and you look at the gable end and you stand... It's huge.
You're trying to do a footprint, we'll say, of the actual church as well.
Yeah,
it was a big place.
It was a big church.
And again, it was back in the 1200s, you know, the way when they built it. So, and then they had to roof this, support it, all this as well.
Exactly.
It was well done, really.
It was well done. Well, it's a great testament to the builders at the time, isn't it?
Absolutely. No, it is. So that's Noel.
Our miniseries, so to speak.
The miniseries, but it's, and there's still so many, you know, there's Gary Vaught, or not Gary Vaught, there's, we'll say, as I said, over in Ardmore,
there's Gertrude, Ring Crew, yeah. Knights Templar, we'll say, Molana Abbey, just, you know, you can go keep, a Temple Michael, little church,
going on.
Go was, on and on, yeah. And on and on.
So
and
we'll definitely come back to a few more of them as well and bring, tie in a few more with different stories as well, anyway, Noel. So we'll be back for that anyway. So thank you very much for listening to this little mini series, as we call it.
Listen, Mike, I really appreciate you coming in. And as I said, they're like, you know, the words of that poem that we learned going to school comes to mind. And still they gazed, and still the wonder grew at one small head could carry all it knew. And that's you, Michael. Michael, you're a breath of fresh air. And indeed, I'd like to thank you very much for coming in to this little mini series. I hope, listeners, that you have got something out of this, to tell you the truth. The last four programs, of course, will be podcasted up on our system. And we'll podcast them, as I said there, with the titles 1, 2, 3, and 4. So they'll be quite easy to get at a time. And of course, as I said, Michael, again, thank you very much for coming in, Tom.
Thanks a million.
Thanks.